code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And it's July the 8th, 2009. For those who are just tuning in, new listeners, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, where you can download hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past, where I try to give you shortcuts to the big system which truly rules the world and has for quite some time. I try to show you the big organizations, the foundations, the NGOs, and so on, that really run the system and pretend to demand things from governments on behalf of the people. It's really called the new kind of democracy, although they themselves say we're living in a post-democratic era. In a sense, they're right, because democracy keeps changing its meaning down through the centuries. The new kind of democracy, if it exists, really exists off these big groups. And you have to belong to a group to have any voice at all. If you don't belong to a group, you have no voice. For the rest of the public, they get their left wing and their right wing, and that supposedly speaks for them. It never does, of course, and that's why they always vote the other bunch in when the last lot disappoint them. So I try to cover this kind of system to show you how the dialectic truly works in reality. And you can also, on the front page of cuttingthroughthematrix.com, you can see the other sites I have up there, just in case anything goes wrong with the major sites. They have pulled me before, and I expect trouble in the future. You'll see cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. You should bookmark these ones when you see them, and that way you'll always be able to find me somewhere should major things happen. There's also cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watts Sentinel.eu, which is a European site. You can download the same audios, plus you can get some transcripts of some of the audios written in the various languages of Europe from that site. And you can also go to Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca as well. And that's the trouble you have to go to in this day and age to try and make sure that you cover eventualities that you're pretty well certain are going to come down the pike. Also, I should mention too that you, the listeners, bring me to you. So it's up to you to keep me going. Money dribbles in here and there. And, of course, everything goes up, as we all know, as we're going through inflation and massive unemployment. They won't call it a depression, but that's what it is, worldwide, brought on purpose at the right time to bring in a new system. And also to basically bring in the world system. And the U.S., I've said for years, as they're finishing off supplying the manpower, the military might, and the tax money to standardize the world, as they were finishing off, they'd be pulling the rug from under their feet at the same time back home. That's exactly what's happening, because the U.S. is to become absorbed into the system they've helped to create across the world for their masters. And yes, we do have masters, and it's not the ones that you elect. The ones you elect certainly do work for them too, mind you, not for the people. Also, you can keep me going, as I say, on the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, you'll find PayPal for those that want to donate. There's books and so on you can buy, DVDs and CDs, which I've written, to show you the length of and techniques of how mind control really works and has worked down through the ages. They love to use symbology. There's a language of symbology, no doubt whatsoever, going back to ancient times, and I go through much of this too, and the history of money, because money is very important, since everything in the world runs on money, not fresh air, not planting vegetables, but money. And they make sure that you must use their system or they come for you. I'll be back with more after these messages.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. People in this world are given basically the same type of education, and a lot of their conditioning comes from their parents, who were conditioned prior to them being born, obviously, by the same system. Most folk are born into their time, like all mammals, and it's up to the adults to warn the offspring as to what's dangerous to them, to give them truth and to help their survival capabilities. If you've all been given the basic lies of a system, a different reality, then and your parents, you'll pass it on to your children. You won't think to warn, you won't know to warn them. In fact, you'll think the system you're born into is natural, therefore there can be no other way. And I've gone into that in detail before, the psychology of this technique. And every generation is upgraded or downloaded, if you like, with more information, more predictive programming from a very early age as to what they'll experience in their lifetime. It's often done through fiction. Fiction is the best way to get ideas, possibilities across to people because you don't think critically about them when you're being entertained. And therefore, when the real events pop up in your life, because it's simply familiar to you, you don't stand back in awe or shock or jump back. You just say, well, I guess maybe that kind of natural. It must be natural that it's happening. That's called predictive programming. And we're run like this, you see. There is a world standardized education system in existence at the United Nations. And that was the whole idea for bringing in a global society. An awful long time ago, even when it was called the League of Nations, you had different Huxleys in there involved, in fact, and one of them became the first CEO of UNESCO to create this standardized system. And I've gone over some of this from the book written by Julian Huxley himself, who talks about the society they would create as the masters of creating realities for peoples, for the big herd. And they also had in it all their eugenics policies, because in this big over-system, this over-system we live under, eugenics has been a big, big part of it down through history. And very powerful peoples have come down through history learning these techniques, acquiring incredible wealth, having very special selective breeding. And we see them really emerging, even though they've been in Britain for a while, we see them really emerging more openly in the United States very early on. And in the late 1800s, with the Robert Barnes, an excellent book to read is the Robert Barnes, how they rose to power, this conglomerate. They already knew each other, all these families, and they managed to get tax funding again from the government. The government really is a front. It's really a tax collector of labor in the form of money. And then they can hire more labor with the use of that money because everyone's trained to use it, so it's quite natural. And they could create railways and all the rest of it, get land given to them by government for free, because these are big, big building projects. But eugenics is a big part of it because they also wanted to, as Malthus said, and H.G. Wells and many others since have said, they want to eliminate what they call the useless eaters, the type that would be left after a post-industrial era. And Charles Galton Darwin, as I mentioned before, the grandson of Charles Darwin, wrote The Next Million Years, and he said in his book that the fear he and his class had was that those masses underneath them of the old type of human who hadn't evolved fast enough or high enough would overtake those who had. And he obviously included himself in those who had. Mind you, the Darwins have been interbreeding with only one other family for generations. That was the Wedgwood family, to create these scientific types, you see. These world planners, these world managers. And when you look at the big Robert Barnes and the families that came out, there was a massive organization protecting these people. You didn't get self-made men like they'd tell you. You had people put in place, well-protected, elevated to the top, as he plundered and robbed and acquired. And they became the leaders of foundations, the parallel government that Professor Carl Quigley talked about in his book Tragedy and Hope, and the Anglo-American establishment, two books really. He called it the parallel government, the ones who really ran the world. Well, here's an article here before I go into my main talk tonight, where you see it's happening in China. Now, everyone knew or knows that China had the one child per family rule. And I'm going to show you how they present something to that reader, throw you off kilter, and then go on with part of the real story, but never tell you the whole story. This article was from the BBC News, 29th of February, 2008. Now, here's the first article. This is meant to throw you off. China may revamp one child rule. And it says China is considering scrapping its controversial one-child policy after three decades, a senior official says. Now, here's the next part, which throws the last one out the window. Family planning chief. See, they have a family planning chief for the whole of China, a massive department, but one chief. Zhao Beige told reporters she wanted an incremental change in the policy. That's far different than scrapping, isn't it? And what is this incremental change? It says, but there are not yet any specific proposals or a timetable for change. And she said some form of population control would remain in place. Well, that's not scrapping, right? Families in China's cities are restricted to one child, and those in rural areas to two, because they want laborers, you see, to feed all the wealthier elite, you see. It's all Malthusian and Darwinistic. And, of course, communism runs on that, doesn't it? It says here, But the BBC's Dan Griffiths in Beijing says many wealthy Chinese are having large families. They're having large families already, you see, and getting away with it, obviously, and choosing to pay the standard fine. So they only get fines, meaning if you're wealthy, you can pay a fine and have more than one child. Now, what was it that Charles Galton Darwin said? They should encourage those who rise up in the social strata, meaning the better IQs, etc., encourage them to have bigger families. Well, you see, you're seeing this. This is what this article really is about without saying so. See? So if you're poor in China, your neighbors will first turn you in. They're trained to do that. They call it, say that you're robbing the people of food. You're antisocial is a term they use. And they drag you off to the clinics for abortion. It used to be the military had to do it. Now they've trained the public to do it. Just the same way, in fact, the same people who came up with this idea, this technique, are the guys at the United Nations who did the anti-smoking campaigns and made children start coughing and sneezing when they're 50 yards from someone lighting a cigarette. Conditioned responses. They're also the same ones who are using the war on obesity from the United Nations, same techniques to stigmatize obese people. But they used this first in China to train the public that those who had more than one child were antisocial. You see, same techniques. So if you're wealthy in China, you can have more than one child because you're proving your worth by getting up there in the strata of bureaucracy. And that's pure Darwinism. And again, there's always a rule for the poor and a rule for the rich, isn't there? Like the article I read last week about the Autobahn in Germany, where one town or one city had banned all automobiles, and most of the people sold their cars. But it said at the end of it that people who still needed their cars for work, travel, etc., outside the town would have a special garage set up outside on the fringes, but they had to pay an enormous amount of money for the privilege of that. Of course, those same families who will put it down to their expense accounts, you see. So it's a law for the rich, a law for the poor. And that's what they're using, the power of the purse to get to people. Now, this story, how does it fit into my next thought? Because it's really thoughts. It's to do with population control. Let's jump from there to the Memorandum 200, National Security Study Memorandum 200. The Mr. Kissinger, when he really was the boss, with a frontman as a president, put out 1974, April the 24th, it says, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Agriculture, the Secretary of Central Intelligence, Deputy Secretary of State, Administrator, Agency for International Development, subject, implications of worldwide population growth for U.S. security and overseas interests. The President has directed a study of the impact of world population growth on U.S. security and overseas interests. The study should look forward to at least the year 2000 and use several alternate reasonable projections of population growth. In terms of each projection, the study should assess the corresponding pace of development, especially in poorer countries. Now, I've read articles before, even from the United Nations, and those in the big environment movements funded by the Rockefellers and all the same guys as always, the NGOs funded by the big foundations, who've said there could never be another U.S., there's too much consumption, etc. And they must stop emerging nations, from becoming wealthy and independent. That's what's happening in Iraq right now. You have different factions, still kind of nationalistic, even those that think they're going to get democracy. And meanwhile, guys like Brzezinski are playing them on a chessboard as they fight each other off, get tired, weary, and then they'll bring in their puppet brigade at the end of it, their puppet regime. That's what's happening in geopolitics. Getting back to this particular Memorandum 200. Demand for U.S. exports, especially of food, and the trade problems the U.S. may face arising from competition for resources, and the likelihood that population growth or imbalances will produce disruptive foreign policies and international instability. What they're really talking about is their big international corporations. How well will they fare or not fare? The study should focus on the international political and economic implications of population growth rather than its ecological sociological or other aspects. Back with more after this break.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, just delving into how long-term planning and strategy works. For those who think we just stumble down through time and we have chaos here and there breaking out, no one foresees it. Depressions come and go because no one can predict it. And that's the accidental view of history that's taught really in mainstream schooling. But it's not taught to those at the top. They get archives of real info because, after all, their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents ran the world already. But I'm reading right now from the Memorandum 200, NSSM 200. And this is to do with a report put out by Kissinger, allocating a lot of money, by the way, to start this all off. They already were using money to bring the populations down by other means, at home as well as abroad. But this was really the start, the official start, public start, or publicized start of aid to the third world, as they called it, which really meant bringing the populations down. That's what it's about. They didn't want people to come up and become nationalistic, become wealthy and healthy, etc., and then start bargaining for resources and all the rest of it. They didn't want competition. It wasn't on the plan. There is a world plan, always has been. But it says here, the study should focus on the international, political, and economic implications of population growth rather than its ecological, sociological, or other aspects. They weren't caring at that time about bringing up ecological value as they are using it today to colours again, and because come under their thumb for control and saving the planet. So the study would then offer possible courses of action for the United States in dealing with population matters abroad, particularly in developing countries, with special attention to these questions. What, if any, new initiatives by the United States are needed to focus international attention on the population problem? What initiatives are needed? We're talking about massive publicity campaigns. Can technological innovations or development reduce growth or ameliorate its effects? And I'm talking about population, technological innovations. What do they mean by technological innovations to reduce growth of population or ameliorate its effects? They're talking about all kinds of warfare techniques. Could the United States improve its assistance in the population field? Assistance in the population field. I love how they word things. And if so, in what form, and listen to this, through which agencies, bilateral, multilateral, or through private agencies? Well, guess who does most of it? The big front foundations again, which fund all these different organizations that go out and sterilize and abort all across the planet. So they all work together because they're all owned by the same, and it's the other way around. The foundations are above government. It says, now here's how they word it to try and keep their name out of all the different organizations they'll be funding. And the whys. The study should take into account the president's concern, meaning you cover the president, right? That population policy is a human concern, not the president's concern or the U.S., but a human concern intimately related to the dignity of the individual and the objective of the United States. This is what the world is to be told. The objective of the United States is to work closely with others rather than seek to impose their views on others. You understand how it's done? They're covering everybody, including their own name, including the country's name. The president has directed that the study be accomplished by the NSC under Secretary's Committee. The chairman under Secretary's Committee is requested to forward the study together with the committee's action recommendations no later than May the 29th, 1974, for consideration by the president. And it signs it Henry A. Kissinger, Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, etc., etc. Now, this wasn't a... We read this stuff, but they didn't really mean it. I guess it was just an interesting thing, a matter of interest. Let's do a little study and find out. If we were going to do this, let's see how it would be done, if it was going to be done at all. That's how most folk excuse this kind of stuff. This went into action, and millions of dollars went into action as well, tax money as well, coupled with the foundations. They made sure all this stuff was carried out across the world, still is today. But what do they do at home? Because remember, people who will do this abroad, at the very top, the creme de la creme, who don't really associate themselves or even mix with ordinary people. In fact, just to throw this in, I was watching a little bit about George Bush and how he came in when he first came in with this open policy stuff and how friendly he was going to be for the first time. And he actually asked people to come in to talk to him, to tell him how poor people lived. And he actually says this, I've never met any poor people. I've never mixed with them. And yet this guy is put up there with the tribal emblems and the flags waving because we're tribal people, as the epitome of one of you. These people are never one of you. They're internationalists. And their nearest identifiable kin to them are people of similar status across the world and top of every other country. It's a big club, you see. How do they do it at home? How do they do? Well, with no doubt whatsoever, if you look at the statistics of medicine and the history of medicine that we've been given, and you understand how medicine really... the whole schooling of medicine is like all tunnels that you create with university. And when we go into this technique of creating of tunnels, the indoctrination of those who will carry out agendas with total belief in what they do, but it's very important to the topic tonight. Back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. If you want to manage your class or a professional class of people to really master the people beneath them and gain respect from the people beneath them, first they have to be believable. Therefore, the indoctrination they have must be believed by them themselves. That's the first thing in mind control and managerial classes. Therefore, in the medical profession, and I'll give you an example of this right off the bat, they're the most controlled of all. They've been risen to a status, mainly through fiction and dramas on television. Jack Sewell said that whenever you see something pushed on television or in movies to exalt the status of a particular profession, whether it's detectives and law and order or whatever, or the medical profession, then it's propaganda. It's for propagandic purposes because you must start to bend your will to them. And they become, remember what Lenin said and Stalin too, that services would eventually become authorities over the public, and medicine is one of them that began as a service, and they're really pushing now. They already have it as the authority over the public in all health matter. You do what you're told. You bend over and take this injection when they tell you, or else. And you know, these are really services, right? Anything technically paid by the public purse and started off and funded by them is supposedly owned by the public. That's what it says, the beauty of collectivism and communism. Those have representatives given to us to speak on our behalf that we never have anything to do with. But you must indoctrinate the doctors first. And as an example, doctors coming out of college right now or university don't get any history on the cancers that have really escalated in the last 30, 40 years, mainly in the last 20, really, massively. And so they think it's always been that way. So they'll just mark everyone down. Well, yeah, he's another cancer one, blah, blah, blah. And that's it. They don't know that many of these cancers were so rare in 1950 that very, very few were recorded. They still did statistics back then and censuses and all the rest of it, and following medical data. And again, part of the massive outbreak of cancer, especially bowel cancers and all, started with processed foods. Right off the bat. In fact, in Scotland, they didn't have bowel cancer. It just didn't exist before that. Other countries have their own particular areas that they were pretty immune to, and now that they've all got the same types of cancers, because we're all in the same system, eating the same stuff, getting the same injections, and so on. And injections gets me back to it. I've given talks before where I've followed the incredible increase in autism since the polio vaccine first came out in the 1950s. We know that the simian 40 virus was contained in every shot of polio vaccine. There's a documentary out there with Dr. Salk talking on it, saying, yeah, he knew the simian 40 virus that causes cancer was in every shot, but he thought that the benefits outweighed the risks, he says. And there's many other viruses. There's hundreds, about 150 viruses in every shot, live viruses. Bacterial and viral warfare is some incredible art, isn't it? And it's mainly kept quietly from the public. But medicine is a powerful, powerful tool. And we think in pills. That's how we think. We've been trained to think in pills by the big pharma companies and so on. Now, if someone sent me a link, and it's actually from an animal rights group, I think, an anti-vivisection society from British Columbia. But you'll find the same article in other sites as well. And it's about the Rockefellers creating the drug cartel for America and a good part of the world. Not on this particular site, but in another one I found, and going into the books on the Rockefeller pharma businesses, one of the ones they had was based in Paris, I think it still is, or at least in France, the pharma companies. And they came out with the first flu vaccine. And they gave it to the embarking troops coming back from World War One. That was the first one ever given. And the troops were all coming out through Spain at that time to embark through the different countries. And bang, you had the first killer flu the world had ever heard of. They called it the Spanish flu. Interesting little connections you make from people who are into dominating the world, population control, and they believe they have a divine destiny to recreate and rebuild everything on the planet that was left imperfect. Very old, 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 old families. Many names down through the centuries. All of them, not just the Rockefellers. But he's probably the best known, that family, in the United States. And on the site it says here, it's from a book called The Drug Story, written about 1949. It says here, by a guy called Beale, God gave me my money. That's what John D. Rockefeller Sr. said. And in a sense, he's telling the truth, because you understand what they're talking about when they say God. Since they believe they are the highest of all things, they are technically gods. So whoever was before him gave him his position and opened the doors and protected them as well. And this says, The Naked Empress or The Great Medical Fraud, by Hans Roche. I guess it's a summary of this book, and it gives you excerpts from it. In the 1930s, Morris A. Beale, former city editor of the Old Washington Times and Herald, was running a county seat newspaper in which a local power company bought a large investment or advertisement every week. This account took quite a lot of worry off Beale's shoulders when the bills came due. To cut it short, eventually he let some articles in the paper to do with poor service from the company. The word went out to the advertisers, and he was threatened and the money was pooled eventually from his paper. But then he went to see where else this was happening in society, this kind of technique where big money could literally come at you and close you down, which is an old story, really. But it's different when it happens to you personally, isn't it? But he dug into the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, Beale used his professional experience to do some deep digging into the freedom of the press situation, came up with two shattering exposés, The Drug Story and The House of Rockefeller, two publications. The fact, in spite of his familiarity with the editorial world and many important personal contacts, he couldn't get his revelations into print until he founded his own company, called the Columbia Publishing House, Washington, D.C., in 1949, to publish his own book. It was just a prime example of the silent but adamant censorship in force in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Although The Drug Story is one of the most important books on health and politics ever to appear in the U.S., it's never been admitted to a major bookstore nor reviewed by any establishment paper and was sold exclusively by mail. Nevertheless, when we first got to read it in the 1970s, it was already in its 33rd printing under a different label by Byworld Publishers, Orem, Utah. As Beale pointed out, a business which makes 6% on its invested capital is considered a sound moneymaker. Sterling Drug Inc., the main cog and largest holding company in the Rockefeller drug empire, and its 68 subsidiaries, that's back then, showed operating profits in 1961 of $23,463,719 after taxes on net assets of only $43,108,106, a 54% profit. Squibb, another Rockefeller-controlled company in 1945, made not 6% but 576% on the actual value of its property. That was during the luscious war years when the Army Surgeon General's Office and the Navy Bureau of Medicine and Surgery were not only acting as promoters for the Drug Trust, but were actually forcing Drug Trust poisons into the bloodstreams of American soldiers, sailors, and Marines to the tune of over 200 million shots. That's back then. They're still at it today, of course, as you all know, by what you read in the newspapers and the coming mandatory flu shots. Is it any wonder, asked Beale, that Rockefellers and their stooges in the Food and Drug Administration, the U.S. Public Health Service, the Federal Trade Commission, the Better Business Bureau, the Army Medical Corps, the Navy Bureau of Medicine, and thousands of health officers all over the country should combine to put out of businesses or business all forms of therapy that discourage the use of drugs. I would say their drugs, mainly. The last annual report of the Rockefeller Foundation's reported Beale itemizes the gifts it's made to colleges and public agencies in the past 44 years, and they total somewhere over $500 million. Every college and university in Canada and the States is funded with grants from these guys, like payoffs, with, mind you, certain political things to push, like Save the Planet, ecology, greening, all the political correct stuff, and also suggestions on what not to allow to be taught. See? That's how it's done. Always has been. Says, otherwise, there would be no more gifts, just as there are no gifts to any of the 30-odd colleagues or colleges in the United States that don't use therapies based on drugs. Harvard, with its well-publicized medical school, has received $8,764,433 of Rockefeller's Drug Trust money. Yale got $7,927,800. John Hopkins, $10,418,531. Washington University in St. Louis, $2,842,932. New York's Columbia University, $5,424,371. Cornell University, $1,709,072, etc., etc. And while giving away, in quotation marks, those huge sums to drug propagandizing colleges, the Rockefeller interests were growing to a world wide web that no one could entirely explore. Already well over 30 years ago, it was large enough for Beale to demonstrate that the Rockefeller interests had created, built up, and developed the most far-reaching industrial empire ever conceived in the mind of man. Standard Oil was, of course, the foundation upon which all of the Rockefeller industries have been built. The story of old John D., as ruthless an industrial pirate as ever came down the pike, is well known, but is being today conveniently ignored. And it goes on and on and on. But I'll put these articles up. Remember, all the things I read, I put up on my site for you to look for yourself, look at yourself. But this is leading me into my next thing. You see, we're trained, and all the doctors are trained and all the rest of it, but there's only one way to go. And all of this. And it's all by popping pills, and it's their pills, of course. And we've all heard the things about the Vioxx and the Celebrex and all the different drugs that have come out and given folks strokes and heart attacks and how they've tried to cover it up, etc., etc., etc. However, do you know that around the time of World War I, a little unknown doctor from Canada, who was a communist, went over to the Bolshevik Revolution. And he took with him the knowledge of how to use viruses to kill bacterium. He called them bacteriophages. Bacteriophages, very important. This is the particular talk I'm going to give here. Because this was kept quiet from the Western world right up to the late 90s when it exploded by the BBC, I think it was. And also a Canadian television company also did an article that's slightly different, but the main articles are the same. And therefore, all through the Cold War, the Soviet Union did not need to use antibiotics on the peoples. Now, you think of all the thousands of journalists and tourists and so on that went over there during the Cold War and students from universities, and no one came back to tell us this. They all knew, obviously. Definitely the reporters. You can't keep these things secret, especially when they're mixing with people in the streets who were taking these particular bacteriophages. And we've all heard about from the 70s onwards, with this big crisis, and it's getting worse today. Oh, we have drug-resistant bacterium today. None of our antibiotics are working. And we've got to put billions into research. And, of course, your tax money gets thrown at these same pharma businesses who are stalling on it all because they don't want really to cure us all today. We know that as a fact as well. They want to bring the populations down, as the Optimum Population Trust tells us in all major media. And they have their people on the panels and boards of parliaments and congresses. So all through the Soviet era, here's from about the era of World War I. They knew how to literally alter, get these particular viruses that live on specialized bacterium. In other words, for every bacterium, there's a virus that feeds on it. Something that they'd known, a select small group have known, since the late 1800s. Therefore, the BBC Horizon came out with this documentary. It's called Phage, the Virus That Cures. And I'll put the link up for a video from Horizon tonight so you can see it for yourself. And this place in Georgia that was set up with eventually the backing of Stalin after Lenin for this doctor has pretty well a cure for every known bacterium. And the beauty of it is, too, even when a bacterium supposedly, and I'm rather doubtful about it happening itself, evolves to be resistant to something, they can always, within about 2 weeks, find another virus that will eat that bacterium. If they're in their hospitals, and you'll see the hospitals on their in this particular documentary, run-down places, all Soviet standard type of footage, of their conditions, but you'll see them spraying the wards and the operating theatres with just a mist of these particular viruses, which kill off all the drug-resistant bacterium that we just can't get rid of in the West. Fantastic. And you'll also see something really incredible, and that's that what happened about this patent. You see, after the Cold War, the funding stopped to this particular unit in Georgia, this hospital, this laboratory and science center. And a Canadian investor, who was also in league with bigger boys, a multi-millionaire many times over, went over there to negotiate with them for the rights to all the stuff, supposedly to leave the Russians with some rights on the patents and so on. But there was a kind of argument went on, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the show, at least the Canadian one, the Canadian broadcasting one that I saw, it tells you that all this knowledge now is in the hands of a company, a corporation in New York. And that's the last we heard of it from the late 70s. Well, I guarantee you, since they want to bring the population down, they're not going to give the stuff to us in the West right now. But they have no problem over in the old Soviet, ex-Soviet countries with drug-resistant bacterium, and they haven't had any problem with it since the 1970s. Amazing. This is documented fact, this stuff. Kept quiet from the West by the big grant-controlled medical authorities and societies and universities. Amazing. The only place that they put it on, and I know it's a little bit of a newspaper article not so long ago, was in your cold cuts. It's sprayed on your cold cuts. You don't know that, do you? Supposedly stop salmonella and different things. That's the only place the government's allowed it to be used. Of course, it's big business for Hoover's making the stuff. But they're not using it in the medical profession, even though the British veterinary profession, at one point, used it for years, actually, by a guy, a single fella, who did his own experimentation and a small grant and literally cleared up all the different diseases in the cattle to do with diarrhea, intestinal problems, and meningitis. But will they use it on the humans in the West? No, no. Got to use the big boys' drugs, because the same boys own the pharma that owns the banks, always have been. Back with more after this break.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about something that should have been known in the West. And actually, they tried to get it out to the West, the bacteriophages, back in the 1930s. And a massive propaganda campaign was launched against it to defame all the stuff, to try and discredit all the findings by guess who? Well, the big pharma businesses and Rockefellers and all the rest of them, because it just wasn't on the cards, you see. It wasn't on the cards to give it to those in the West. And so it went on unheard of by the West all through the whole Cold War era up until the late 90s. Even though, it was a guy in Britain, as I say, who was a loner. He used it himself. He did some experiment for the governments. Willie Smith, his name was. And from 1945 on, he used it to treat the livestock. He said, and some people are on this particular video who worked with him, and they say it was better than antibiotics. It could control and eliminate blood poisoning in livestock. That's toxemia. Meningitis, E. coli infections, and even gangrene. And you'll see it, too, and used it in the Soviet system, where it also literally cleared up gangrene. Stuff that we're just still struggling with. We're still struggling. We just can't find ways to deal with it in the West, you know. But I'll tell you something. This kind of stuff, I'm damn sure, has been used for a long, long time on many elite people. That and other medicines and other techniques of repairing tissue that we'll never, ever, ever hear of. Never. Because after all, you see, we're all the excess, non-evolved, old species from the old man that must go once we've served our purpose of bringing in the world empire and working for them to make it happen. So, as we're struggling here trying to kill off all this stuff, etc., 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 and finding ways to throw billions at pharma industries that just lap it up, whether it's that or new inoculations that might or might not work, as they keep telling us, the cons go on. The cons go on. But you know, what wasn't mentioned here, and I know it for a fact from other articles I've read in the past, they can also alter viruses to kill other viruses. And the beautiful thing about bacteriophages and the other kind too, the viruses that kill viruses, is that once they've finished killing their host, they simply die off. They don't, strange, they don't evolve themselves to try and keep themselves going, isn't it? In this whole theory of evolution and how bacterium just evolve to escape because all the weaker types are killed off and only the superior ones go on and interbreed and become resistant. That's just the theory that they have, because the sciences they give us on the West are all based on theories, which are guesses. And they always mandate which is the best theory that will be taught, like law, as law, in fact, in universities. But strange how viruses don't do that, isn't it? Even though the viruses can pretty well kill all these different kinds of bacterium off, regardless of the evolution of the bacterium. Isn't it? I've said before many times, we're basically mushrooms. We're farmed like mushrooms. How you do it with mushrooms, you keep them in dark and you feed them bovine fecal matter. That's what you do. That's what we get fed as reality in this world. And regardless of the evidence, most folk who are totally brainwashed can never really get it, can they? And that's their problem, but it's not mine. And hopefully it's not yours. So from Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good nights. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet.